All right, welcome to Broker Boys. Unfortunately, it's just me again this week, but we got updates on the house. So number one, I have paid for an appraisal. Appraisal is going to be done either tomorrow or Tuesday. It should be done by Tuesday. $750 is what it cost me. All in all, $750. It hurt. I had to pay it as a buyer. And yes, you do have to pay this as a buyer. On top of it, my dad is going to be giving me $15,000. I understand that not everyone's father can, you know, present that kind of money. But he got a hold of, you know, me, you know, buying a house. And he you know, wanted to be really helpful. And it's really going to help out. Because now I'm going to be able to do some remodeling, upgrade some stuff when I get into this house. But the downside is I'm going to be closing in about the middle of next month, and I'm out of my current place at the end of this month. So I have another week here. Oh, thank you, babe. And it's horrible. So I have to either go stay at an Airbnb, stay at a hotel, figure something out for the time being. And everywhere I'm looking, it is costing an arm and a leg, at least $2,000 for 11 days. So what I am proposing to the seller, because the house is empty and ready to move in, I am proposing a rental agreement, a short-term rental agreement, to where I can move in and pay the seller a prorated rate, and I'm willing to pay all the way up to $1,500 need be. You know, so it'd be beneficial for me, so I have a place to stay. It'd be beneficial for the seller. But if the seller decides it's a no-go, because it is a huge risk, because if my loan does fall through for whatever reason, has a very low chance of happening, like 3% chance, but chances are chances, then I now have a rental agreement with this place, and they have to give me 30 days to move out. And it just becomes into a huge, huge pain. So they might not do it based on that. But if they do, sweet. I love it. Awesome. And I'll let you know by next week how that goes. And on top of it, we're also moving. I had to get 2 storage units because I live in a 5-bed, 3-bath, 2-car garage. And yeah, it's a lot of stuff that I have. I looked around, I'm like, oh man, we've already filled up 1 storage unit, 10 by 20. And now I'm well on my way to filling up the second. But if you know you're going to move, you know, here's some great advice. Don't buy a bunch of stuff. Don't buy everything that you know, don't need. And, yeah. But that's it. And my lovely wife is here with dinner after we've taken a long day packing everything up and going to the storage unit.
I bought dinner. I didn't make it.
Yeah, she bought dinner. Yeah, we got Mexican food. But thank you all for listening, and I'll have an update next week. With everything that else I had to buy. See you later.